what am I going to wear today? That daily question often consumes time and causes stress. Some people might even stand before a stuffed closet and still think there's nothing to wear. But what if they had only 6 items of clothing to choose from and wear for an entire month? That's the idea behind 6 Items or Less, a self-imposed exercise in frugality. 6 Items or Less is a social experiment, a gentle protest against fashion consumerism and the high cost of apparel. New York City advertising executive Heidi Hackamer came up with the idea.
I have a really good friend in London, and she and I were talking one day over Facebook messaging about clothing and how much time and energy we spend on clothes and how it seems to be a bit ridiculous. So she and I wanted to see if we could get our wardrobe down to a uniform and see what that type of effect that would have on the rest of our lives. Would we be stressed out by not having choices with clothing? Would we be more creative? Would our mind be freed up to do different things?
The two friends shared the idea with other friends.
When we went to work the next Monday, we spoke to a few people about it. We sent out a few tweets on Twitter. And all of a sudden, within 5 days, we had almost 100 people from around the world saying that they too wanted to take part in this experiment with us. So we started on June 21st, and we ran the experiment through July 21st.
And Hackmeyer says it was a very interesting month for a wide variety of people.
We had an 11-year-old girl, and we had a woman that was in her 60s. We had people from all walks of life. We had people from anywhere from Singapore to Dubai to London to Amsterdam, Brazil, all across the U.S. It just seems that a lot of people are struggling with their relationship with clothes and the way they consume them, and so that's why I think we had such a wide range of people participate.
Hackamer says she was surprised at how few people seemed to notice that she was wearing the same 6 items the whole month.
I had a pair of cutoff shorts that I would just wear on the weekend. And then I had another item, a black blazer, that was very much about dressing up. I then mixed in other things like a black pair of pants, a black tank top, a skirt, and a black dress.
She noticed that having fewer choices reduced stress in her life.
I learned what's really important and what is really worth stressing over. I also found that this simplicity echoed into other parts of my life. You know, just walking more or cooking more food. I realized that, you know what, the stuff that we let come into our world, physical stuff that we allow into our world, really jams up our mind. And actually, our mind can be quite a powerful and positive thing if we clear it up a little bit.
22-year-old Christy Hogue, who lives in Seattle, Washington, learned about Hackamer's experiment through a magazine article. She says the idea appealed to her, so she decided to become a sixer.
I just felt like I had too much of everything, including clothing, and a lot of it I didn't wear. So I thought that it would be a great experiment to see if I could wear 6 items or less.
The experiment inspired Hogue to re-examine her wardrobe and get rid of the clothes she didn't wear. However, she admits, going for 31 days with only 6 outfits to choose from was quite a challenge.
At the very beginning, my items were really easy to pick. They were items that I liked, that I wore a lot anyway. And for the first week or so, I was really excited, and everything was working out perfectly, and I'd never got bored. And then I started to feel a little bit constrained. I didn't have the freedom to look how I wanted to at all times. So that was really frustrating. Then eventually, I just accepted it and started to be more relaxed and not caring as much about how I looked.
Most of those who participated in the experiment were women. 35-year-old New Yorker Alexander Smith was one of the 40 or so male sixers. He picked 6 items from his wardrobe, but ended up wearing only 5 of them.
The most difficult part for me was having to do hand wash laundry pretty much every day in order to have clothes for the next day.
He says the experiment changed his perspective on what makes people happy.
We're exposed to choices for everything. There's hundreds of consumer opportunities. But all that choice doesn't necessarily lead up to any kind of fulfillment. We're obsessed with novelty and we go after that. When, in fact, you know, slowing down a little bit and considering your choices a little more tightly, maybe constraining yourself in some ways, actually leads to, you know, more time, more happiness, more fulfillment.
The Six Items or Less website includes a forum for participants and observers to exchange ideas and express themselves. Heidi Hackmer says it received a lot of traffic during the month-long experiment. And she adds, more than 1,000 people from all over the world expressed interest in taking part in the next cycle that starts in October. For Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.